And welcome in to the Friday edition of Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning. Hope everybody's having a great day so far today. Active text line already on the program here today. Some even texting in about 4:45 this morning. It's good stuff.
The draft didn't go like you said, and you're an idiot.
Let me sum it up for you.
We appreciate the passion on the text line. I'm sure we'll get a lot of that all day long. It's 615-737-1025. Joe Rexroad, how are you? Fresh off a late night at the Titans facility.
I believe I have in the past invoked the name Jeff Rudnick. Have I invoked the name Jeff Rudnick?
I believe so.
My former Lansing State Journal coworker.
Yes.
Well, in the words of Jeff Rudnick, I'm having a great day. Let's go.
That's good. Michelle, how are you doing?
Better now after that.
That's good.
I mean, my friends in Michigan would just love that impersonation. It means everybody else out there is like, what is wrong with this guy? It might be loopy today.
That's okay. That was me yesterday.
Yeah. A lot of loopy on the show
Sometimes that turns out well. Sometimes that turns out poorly. We'll see how it goes today here on the program.
Let's make some history.
We got a lot to discuss from the first round of the NFL draft yesterday, including the Tennessee Titans at number 11, the process to hang around and stick there at number 11. We'll take your thoughts on the NFL draft all show long. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. And, Joe, the draft board plays out to where the Titans hang at 11, and they select Peter Skoronski, the offensive lineman out of Northwestern. We've been kind of joking about that for 2 months, that the quarterback discussion would lead to, and welcome in Peter Skoronski. And here we are on the Friday morning after the draft. He's here, and Titans have found another offensive lineman.
I feel so bad that he just happens to be the I don't know why Peter Skoronski is like the example of like the quote unquote boring pick. But how many times do we like say Peter Skoronski? I actually meant to say like, Michelle, can you find all the instances of us saying, and here comes Peter Skoronski? Like, we actually were right.
We were.
So many times.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So, yeah.
But then yesterday gave us, you know, hope that something wild was going to happen. But Peter's a good pick. It's a good pick, I think. But we just, our brains were imagining some wild, fun thing.
Well, I mean, I think the Titans were imagining it, right? I mean, like, I personally don't think trading, like, something similar to what Houston traded to Arizona to move up to 3 to get C.J. Stroud would have been a good thing. I don't think it would have been a good thing. But, I mean, I think it's clear. Well, it is clear that the Titans were interested in doing that.
I think it's clear that that was the plan. Like, if Houston didn't go Stroud at 2, which that was kind of the smoke around Houston heading into the draft, was they weren't going Stroud at 2. Then if he makes it to 3 with Arizona, I think the Titans wanted him. I think the Titans wanted C.J. Stroud. And credit to the Texans. I mean, they played this game well. We talked about it with Charles yesterday. You know, maybe the original plan, or maybe I guess the illusion of the original plan if you're the Texans, was, well, you could draft Will Anderson at 2, and then you could swing back around and move up from 12 and maybe end up with a quarterback then. But what you and I have talked about the whole time, and I believed it again yesterday as we were discussing it, the draft, it's like, if you like one of those quarterbacks, why in the world would you pass on them at 2? Like, why would you take that risk if you were the Texans? And ultimately, that's what they weren't willing to do. They took the quarterback at 2, which I think is clearly the quarterback the Titans wanted. And when they did that at 2, there was nobody else to trade with from Arizona at 3. And Houston, I did not anticipate them moving back up to 3 to get Will Anderson after that, but they did. What a move by Nick Caserio and the Texans to kick that thing off yesterday. It was wild.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know if it's going to work out. Like, I mean, review the quarterback rankings. One guy I think is going to be great. He went number 1. He should have gone number 1. Bryce Young. But my rankings, I don't remember if our rankings differ or not, were Young, Stroud, Hooker, Richardson, Levis. Hooker and Levis still sitting there. But to me, there's a gap, and it's funny because Will Anderson, we did the exercise the other day on the 3 people you think are going to underperform the draft, and Will Anderson was one of my guys. So I look at this, like, if I'm guessing right now, I think C.J. Stroud's going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. I don't think he was worth all that. I think Will Anderson's going to be a very good player in the NFL. I don't think he's going to be like LT. Now, look, you don't have to be LT. But if you go number two, then you need to be a star. What the Houston Texans have done, their fan base now says, we have two. We got our star quarterback.
Yeah, right.
We got a star defensive player.
Right.
And they might be right. I happen to think that they're both overdrafted a little bit. We'll find out. But either way, I don't think there's any doubt. The Titans, Stroud was their guy. I don't understand why it was so important to make that known to the world yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I know a lot of people in the NFL think that making it known had an impact on the Texans changing course. And right now, anybody can spin this over they want. They say, well, the Texans are always going to take him at two. Some people will say that today. But again, we actually should play the Charles Robinson sound that we had about their plan. That wasn't their plan. Did the Titans jolt them into going back to Stroud? I mean, John McClain was like, they're not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like right there, okay, dude's been covering the NFL since 1977, okay? He was like, they're out on him. Or at least they're out on him there.
Right.
So that changed. And it may be that the Titans screwed it up. I think they may end up being better for it.
Well,
I mean, it's
one of my Titans
around and around.
One of my Titans buddies had the conspiracy theory the other way last night. It was like they leaked it. Like they leaked that they wanted C.J. Stroud in hopes that the Texans would take him. I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's how that went.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they really love Monty Asenfort, and so they did all this so that he could get a nice haul.
Yeah.
And, I mean, because, you know, the Cardinals.
They did well.
They did well, and the Texans did spend a lot. So it's like, I mean, it's a win. The Texans won, you know. They won on draft night. The Titans lost on draft night. I'm not sure we'll look back 5 years from now and have the W and the L in the same places.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll take your thoughts all show long. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Mark in Nashville. Mark, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Joe, Robbie, Michelle. Hey, a couple of things. I'm sitting here listening to y'all. I think the Titans kind of, you're right, messed themselves up, man, leaking that stuff out. I think this is going to come back to haunt them, Robbie. I mean, you still got Hooker and Levis fell. I thought he might go last couple of picks in the draft, but you know he's still sitting out there. Hendon Hooker, are they going to go back and maybe try to get one of them to try to make up for the mistake that they made, or whatever, whatnot? I mean, Houston had a great draft. Philadelphia, it's a criminal what they got out of the draft.
Oh my gosh, man.
I mean, Howard Rosen's got to be the best GM in the NFL right now. I mean, he got a good lick on that draft right there, getting Nolan Smith and Carter. I didn't think he would fall like that, but he did. But hey, Philadelphia, Detroit, Joe, your team, they had a good draft.
Did they?
Yeah, you know, getting the running back Gibbs out of Alabama and
Campbell out of Iowa.
They have three running backs now.
Yeah.
I mean, they overdrafted a running back and inside linebacker like it's 1993, but okay.
Very Lions move.
Hey, Joe, but I got them to win the NFC North this year. They're coming, Joe. You need to come back and support the team. So, aren't you from up in Detroit, Joe?
Oh, man, believe me. Hey, Barry, the day that they drove the greatest running back ever out of the game, I said I'm done with the Detroit Lions, and I've stuck with that. 1999, Mark.
Well, they got their new running back now. Jahmyr Gibbs.
I mean, I like him.
He's back.
I like him.
I mean, they had a good draft. I thought Baltimore getting Zay, that was a good pick for Lamar.
Especially like
with him signing yesterday, that was a good signing. So, but I think the Titans were left out in the cold, Joe. I think they made some boneheaded mistakes, man. I always thought the situation with we're not going to touch and we're not. I always thought that was kind of a lie, Joe. And the Titans, I don't know, man, what happened to them. But do you think they'll get Hooker or Levis in the second round today? Or you think they're going to try to do something? You and Robbie, can you
I think a lot of the show will be about that. That's a great question.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Mark. Have a good weekend, buddy. Yeah, it's well, look, he brought up something, you know, obviously we're going to get to throughout the show there, but, you know, Will Levis not being drafted in the first round. They kept flashing up this graphic last night on ESPN, and by the time it got down to, like, you know, pick 27 or pick 28, you know, the ESPN analytics were less than 0.1% that he would still be there at that point in the draft. You're like, jeez.
Analytics.
Analytics on if somebody's going to get drafted.
For all of us guessing about who's going to get drafted. Yeah. My God. Let's just use the word analytics for everything.
That's the world we live in now, my man. But, yeah, Will Levis still available heading into round two. And that's the other thing. Like, the Titans had a quarterback fall to him at 11. And they didn't take him. You know, beyond the Stroud stuff and trading up, you know, once the Chicago pick rolled around and then Philadelphia traded up with Chicago, but once 9 rolled around, and really once 8 rolled around with Atlanta, I was like, Will Levis is going to be there at 11 unless somebody just trades back up in front of there, and the Titans are going to have an opportunity to pick him. And not only did they pass, but so did every other team in the first round pass on Will Levis.
I mean, just the Levis story alone here is I'm trying to think of look, we've seen quarterbacks fall, okay? We've seen the thing, especially, I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers and Brady Quinn are the biggest examples. There's another one recently that maybe wasn't as severe. I mean, we've had these situations. Players show up and they go way lower. In this day and age with all I think there's way more reporting. Like Dane Brugge, like the beast. We cite it all the time. You know, that's only in the last few years. It's so extensive. Read his write-up about Will Levis. I think this is the most surprising fall of a prospect I've seen, because there's not a single mock draft in the world that doesn't have Will Levis in the first round.
Yeah.
and yet, I mean, right now it appears that all the GMs are like, yeah, get out of here, man. See ya. I mean, I don't know. It's wild, man.
I have to assume that he's going quick today. Like, you know, Pittsburgh's got first pick in the second round because of the Claypool trade. I have to think that teams are calling right now just about moving up there, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, you know, look, Hooker, I think we always knew, you know, he could sneak into the late first, but certainly could be a second-round pick. Levis is available now is stunning.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a great question that Mark had, because – like, if the Titans were – I mean, we can get to this, you know, next. But, like, if the Titans were to go with either of those guys, it's like taking a flyer on a quarterback for the second straight year. I mean, but it's also of good value.
It is.
I mean, it's
– but it's also like if you really thought Will Levis was going to be your quarterback, like, you were comfortable, like, yeah, we believe that Will Levis could be our starter for 10 years. He was there at 11. Like, why didn't you take him?
Right. And now that you – I mean, yeah, and there's no way you could be confident that he'd still be there at 41, right?
No, there's no way.
I don't know. It's a fascinating situation.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll have more on the draft coming up next. Chris, hang with us on our phone line. We'll get to you as well. Coming up next, this is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
Peter, how'd you settle on the pizzeria? What's the significance of the party where you're at tonight?
Yeah, we've come here my whole life. My dad's an investor here. My baptism reception was held here. So it's about as old as I am. So felt like, you know, best place to have this major event. Pretty private too. So definitely a top spot to come.
That was Peter Skoronski last night watching the NFL draft at a local pizzeria. My kind of guy right there.
Yeah.
Go have some pizza. Maybe some beer in there, too.
Absolutely.
Watch the draft.
Absolutely. Big pizza party for the draft. That's fun.
Titans select Peter Skoronski with the number 11 overall pick last night. It was a wild night in the NFL draft. Taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. By the way, Robbie and Rex Road presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty, helping home buyers and sellers in Middle Tennessee for 20 years. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Chris in Memphis. Chris, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen. I think this is my first time calling in Titans of Truth here. First off, I think I know Titan fans were probably just a little disappointed that the flashy pick didn't happen. We're starting to have a theory on that, but I think at the end of the day, after sleeping on it, I think Skoronski will turn out to be a very good pick for this time, because either he competes at left. I think it'll be a competition between Dillard and Skoronski. Winner is left tackle. The loser gets the consolation and become the left guard. So I think you're pretty much got four out of your five positions on the offensive line looking pretty good. According to CJ Stroud, I just think the Houston Texans, they screwed us over, and, I mean, they were smart about it. I think they had no intention of getting C.J. Stroud. They were going to go Will Anderson, but then when word got out that the Titans, it looked like the Titans and the Cardinals had a deal in place once the Texans got Will Anderson, but then when word gets out that the Titans were going to get Stroud, Texans are like, oh, no, we can't let our competition get one of the best quarterbacks. Let's get him and mess the Titans up. And then, Joe, you can throw this in Jarrett's face. I know you will. The look on his face when the Colts got Anthony Richardson is priceless.
Oh, Chris, thank you for the call, my man.
Oh, man. Outstanding.
It was awesome. As soon as the Colts took Anthony Richardson last night, you know, obviously I was at home watching, so I had the draft show on, and I had the TV on watching the draft, too. And I heard Jared's reaction, and I had to go back on the stream and watch it. And right about the time I was going back to watch it, I got a text from you, just the screenshot of Jared's face buried into the table when the Colts took Anthony Richardson. It was beautiful last night.
And apparently, I didn't hear this, but apparently at some point he said, "I now hate the Tennessee Titans."
I think that was said, yes.
Just great stuff last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, to Chris's first point there, where Skoronski is going to play is interesting. Like, we've talked about him leading into the draft process. Like, I kind of am looking at this that he's probably going to be the starting left guard. Now, that's just the way I view it. Maybe he's not. Maybe they view him as the left tackle. And
I agree with Chris. I think they compete. You know? I think they compete. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think that's where he ends up. Now, he said four of the five settled. I mean, look, you could look at it and say five are settled now.
Yep.
If that's how it works out, if Brewer's the center, I think he's going to be the center. And we'll see how that works out. But I think it's better than left guard for him, and I think he could be fine there. And, you know, who knows? I mean, there's more draft to come. And then, obviously, Brunskill at right guard and Petit Frere at right tackle. I don't know how good that offensive line is. It's very different. It's younger. I think it's more athletic. So could you have a dramatic jump in offensive line quality from last year to this year? I think you could.
I think you could, too. If he is guard, what do you think about taking a guard at 11?
Yeah. Well, some people are – I mean, I was just ripping on the Lions, so I got to be consistent here. Lions go, you know, they go running back, who they could have gotten way later probably at 12. And then they go
– Inside linebacker.
Inside linebacker, who they could have gotten way later probably at 18. Some people are just classic Lions. Some people are, you know, bigger, I guess, than others on the premium position idea. I mean, I say it this way. First of all, John Robinson's first draft, Jack Conklin, he ends up moving back up to get him at 8. And that's now at the time that you got to remember, too. At the time, it was like, okay, he played left tackle. He was a great left tackle at Michigan State.
Right.
Is he actually going to replace Lawan? Does Lawan go to the right side? You know, whatever. So you weren't sure at that point it was just a right tackle. That's how it ended up. But also, he was an all-pro as a rookie. So to me, like, if Skoronski does end up – I mean, look, Dane Brugler's evaluation, I wrote it in my column. I'll read it right here. Said about Skoronski, quote, He's, quote, an immediate NFL starter inside at Garter Center with a Pro Bowl ceiling. Okay. Well, if he's that level of player, then sure.
You'll take it.
You'll absolutely take it. But to your point, 11 is kind of rich for an interior offensive lineman. So it's like if he ends up being a good – and again, this is for Titans fans who are fatigued or a little bit underwhelmed, I get it because that's four offensive linemen in the first three rounds
exactly.
In the last four drafts.
Right.
Now, they seem to be getting progressively better. You go from Isaiah Wilson, total disaster. Dylan Raidens,
only mostly good. Disaster.
Not good. Nicholas Petit-Frere, there's promise there. He's a starter.
Yep.
And now if they keep on that track, Skoronski's going to be really good. But if he's like a starter for a long time, like a good player at guard, that's 11's high.
Well, I will say this. Like there are Titans fans that we've heard from the last couple of months leading into this was like, find me somebody in the first round that could step in and can play well immediately. Like I don't know that Skoronski's going to be like an all-rookie or an all-pro or anything like that out of the gate. Based on what I've heard about him and based on what I've seen from him, I do feel good about him being a good starting player. Now, is that going to be worth the number 11 overall pick? We'll see. But I feel like he's going to start immediately this year. I have no doubt about that in my mind. Be that at left guard or left tackle.
It would be a tremendous disappointment if that's not the case.
Right.
Yeah. And look, there's a lot of moving around that could happen. Brunskill could move around. I mean, Corey Levin could beat out Brewer at center. I don't know. And like you said, I mean, right now Dillard, I think it's good for Dillard. There's certainly hope that Dillard is the guy,
you know,
as a left tackle. But he was signed to sort of an in-between, kind of like a prove-it deal. And now he's got competition, potentially. Maybe not. I mean, maybe they come right in and say, you are the left guard for the next 10 years of Tennessee Titans. Peter, get in there. Maybe that's what it is. But I like the idea of a competition.
Tyler on the text line, going back to the Levis conversation, says, Robbie, I disagree with you about people calling the Steelers for the 33rd pick. It would actually be 32. They only had 31 last night. If people were trading up to get him, you'd want to draft him in the first round so you can get the fifth-year option at quarterback. This is from Tyler on the text line. I mean, look, I hear that.
Yeah.
The fifth-year option part of it. That's why I thought it was given that Levis was going in the first round. That's why I thought somebody would jump up and grab Hooker. It's because they wanted the fifth-year option on him, and now here both of them sit heading into day two of the draft, and neither one of them has been drafted.
So we've had a few texts on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com about the toe. Chris Mortensen tweeted about it. Some other people have, too.
Whose toe?
The Levis. Levis's toe. The toe that was hurt this year. Some team, according to Mortensen, there were teams that were out because of that. Some believe he needs surgery on his toe. Look, if the Titans got him, I think this year he would have been the understudy to Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah,
no one is drafting Will Levis, I don't think, to come in and be the savior right now. If you have some injury like that, you need surgery. It's not some disastrous injury. It's a toe.
Right.
You get the surgery. Okay, great. We're going to sit as a rookie anyway. I think people are overblowing that pretty dramatically. Let's talk about information and misinformation. We're going to talk about that a lot today on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back to a couple weeks ago when there was this stuff out about Will Levis and his interviews. Okay, is that some teams who really like him who are throwing that out there? Or what? I think right now I have to look at what happened and say he must not have impressed teams very much.
No.
Because, now you're right, look at the football and also see a lot of picks and not great quarterback play. But he does have traits that are first round worthy. I mean, there's – it's not just analysts saying this. If you go read coverage of this, there's a whole bunch of executives who are anonymous, so it's not like they're helping anyone or hurting anyone, who are calling him that, talking about his traits.
Sure.
He must have hurt himself in the interview process. I can't come to any other conclusion right now.
615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. We got a whole lot more to get into with the NFL draft. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans, the slide of Will Levis, other things that stood out to you last night in the first round. We got a whole lot to get to. All that's coming up. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook. We are live from our 102.5 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Taking your thoughts on the NFL draft, the Titans select Peter Skoronski at number 11 overall last night. Houston, the story of the draft early, drafting C.J. Stroud at number 2, trading back up with Arizona, and getting Will Anderson at number 3. Anthony Richardson going to the Indianapolis Colts at number 4. And Will Levis sliding out of the first round, still available as we look ahead to the second round coming up later today. So, Joe, you know, you look at the AFC South specifically last night. You've got Anthony Richardson coming in to Indy. You got C.J. Stroud coming into Houston. Obviously, Trevor Lawrence is already in place there. So you're looking around if you're the Titans at the quarterback position, and you've got two young ones coming in, and Stroud in Houston, Richardson in Indy, and we knew that Indy was taking a quarterback. I always, you know, I said this earlier this week, like the Stroud thing with Houston, you know, I just didn't buy it. I thought that they were going to go Stroud, and they ended up going Stroud. So now if you're the Titans, you're looking around, and it's, okay, you got Trevor Lawrence down in Jacksonville, Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis, and C.J. Stroud in Houston. Now, the odds all three of those guys working out are not high, but they are, you know, young quarterbacks that every one of your divisional rivals now have, and you don't.
Right, like in this moment, and this is sort of like recruiting season, signing day, you know, who won signing day? Who had the highest rankings, all that? And sometimes, now, over time, you know, Georgia and Bama, like they're probably going to be pretty good, probably a little bit of an indicator of success. But, you know, signing day can – You can look back and, oh, this five-star was a total bust, and this two-star became a star, whatever. I mean, it's like right now, in this moment, the Titans are left behind, left in the dust. Yep. Everybody else knows. Every fan base in this division knows, okay, it's all about C.J. Stroud now, and Will Anderson, by the way. And it's Anthony Rich. I mean, if I'm a Colts fan, of course, there's a lot of possibility that Anthony Richardson does not work out. But how could you not be excited? I mean, this guy has tremendous – the interesting thing about those two quarterbacks, to me, it's – well, it's not the highest floor because I think Bryce Young has the highest floor, and he has the second highest ceiling, but he's also the one guy I feel great about. But C.J. Stroud has a very high floor. Anthony Richardson, I think, has the highest ceiling. We agree with that?
I would agree.
Yep. Like the highest ceiling. He
might have the lowest floor, too.
Well, that's right. I agree. Well, yeah, I think so. A little bit lower than Levis's. Although, I mean, where is the floor? Look out below. And believe it, I don't mean to make fun of Michelle's guy. She's on the phone. I wasn't able to watch. I was at Titans headquarters last night, you know, writing and going to the president. But so I wasn't able to watch, but like, God, I'm sure a ton of. Shots of Will Levis.
I will say he looked like he was handling it pretty well last night.
That's good to know. But you got the AFC South is now you got three young quarterbacks. Everybody knows this is it. We'll see if it works out. Again, most guys don't. Like I think C.J. Stroud is going to be a good quarterback. I'll be surprised. C.J. Stroud's a great quarterback. And if he's not a great quarterback, then in the end, I think this is better for the Titans. But people on the text line saying, when are we getting a quarterback? Why not this year? And my answer is they wanted to this year. I don't know that they were right in choosing him and being willing to give up what they were going to give up. But you can't say they didn't want to at this point.
Yeah, like I think there's too much smoke around the Titans. And I think as yesterday went on with the reporting around it, it became clear that C.J. Stroud was their target. And the Texans beat them to it. You know, we talked about this to start the show, but I think the Texans played it brilliantly. Now, there's a difference between the Texans playing it brilliantly and then that ultimately working out for the Texans on the field. Like, the strategy to get their guys worked for the Texans. Now, will those guys end up being worth what all they've just done? I don't know. We'll wait and see on that front. But I think it's clear that the Titans wanted C.J. Stroud. And, you know, had the Texans not gone that way at number 2, we could be talking about the Titans moving up to number 3 today with Arizona and drafting C.J. Stroud, and obviously that didn't happen. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in LD from McMinnville. LD, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. It was going to be like a huge text. I thought I'd just call you guys. So, Joe nailed it. As far as them going quarterback now, I think it'll be a flyer at this point and would really be similar to last season, even though, you know, Willis went third round or whatever. But my thing is it for me, they had to go QB. If they're going to go QB round one, I think they've been stuck the whole while having to go either wide receiver, tight end, round two. Could have got a guard in the third. But my question is to you guys is why would you leak the information out so early? Because it wasn't a coincidence that Russini was in Nashville, right?
Right.
He wasn't here to cover a guard. So my question to you guys is why would it leak out, and is it going to hurt this leadership down the road?
That's a great question. So let's get into that.
And first of all, I want to say, LD, I was just about to shout out LD because I think LD brought it up yesterday, right?
Yeah.
First on our text line about, interesting that Russini has decided to come here.
Right. And to his point, she was not coming here because ESPN was like, hey, you know what? Titans might go with Peter Skoronski. So make sure that you're ready to be breaking that down as soon as they do that.
More Skoronski!
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we know why she was here, because of the speculation that they might go quarterback. So
and the speculation and, you know, someone telling her they're going to go
that they're going to go quarterback. So what do you make of that? The idea of the Titans' interest in C.J. Stroud kind of leaking out there yesterday, and then consequently the draft playing out the way that it did, and Houston going Stroud at two, basically eliminating Arizona's other trade partner at three, and then moving back up and getting Will Anderson.
Well, first of all, I also need to shout out Jared. Although there are people on the text line that were very upset with how he behaved himself last night. I need to listen to this now. I'm sure it was.
I'm clipping up some stuff.
Did you go?
I was watching on the stream.
You watched on the stream. Okay.
Which was funny because their reaction was a little bit ahead of our TV streaming.
Okay.
So I knew that Jared would like flail his arms, and I was like, oh gosh, this is going to be a good one.
Here we go. So, but I'm shouting out Jared because with Russini, like LD called it yesterday, but Jared actually had, I mean, Jared must listen to every single show.
He must.
It's incredible. But he actually had the audio on their show yesterday of her saying on Wake Up that she's going with the Colts. Like, so
going
you're going to
be
with the Colts. Yeah, I'm going to be with the Colts. She said that on Get Up on Friday.
Yeah.
So, like, it's on the record. She's going there, and then something changes her to come here. There's no way she's coming here. To LD's point, it's obvious if they're not doing something. And it's a great question by LD. Look, I'll recite this tweet from Russini last night, which she deleted. Quote, the Houston Texans just made a wild move. The Titans were fighting to get to three, but once Houston picked C.J. Stroud at two, the Titans pulled their offer with Arizona, end quote. Deletes the tweet.
So why are you deleting the tweet?
I'm thinking that someone who told her that information told her, delete the freaking tweet. But the problem is it makes it look worse.
Yeah, way worse.
So it's a good question, LD. I don't know. I mean, I guess there was – if it's as simple as this, first of all, it's like a bad plot to like draft day part two.
Right.
Okay. Like seriously, like it's a bad script. Was there just certainty that the Texans were out on Stroud? Just you felt, I mean, that was all, again, if John McClain's out here saying they're out on him, and we had Charles on here talking about how the Texans had this plan. They weren't, you know, basically it involved not taking a quarterback two, but involved moving 12, using 12 to move back up to get a quarterback who they thought would drop. I mean, if you have that certainty, you're not worried about it being out there. But it wasn't just her. First of all, on Dana Russini, I don't think she did anything wrong here. She's told information. She reports the information.
Right.
But it was almost, if you go through all the last few days, it's like, I'm told this. Now, this is totally different than this. I'm told this. This is totally, it's like, you know, whiplash. But also, there were a lot of people yesterday all of a sudden talking about Florio, you had Rappaport talking about the Titans and Stroud. It got out there, right? So why was it important? Why did it need to get out there?
That's the question. I mean, it's why did it need to get out there? You know, Jim on the text line says, it's absurd to think the Titans leaking the interest in Stroud somehow changed the Texans' draft plans. NFL teams don't function that way.
God, man.
I don't think so, man.
I understand what you're saying, but
I mean, we had Charles on our show yesterday kind of walk through this before this all happened in terms of you know, could the Texans draft Will Anderson at number 2 and then use number 12 to move back up and get a quarterback? And he even said yesterday on the show, well, that if you're doing that and moving back up, the team that you're competing with at that point is the Titans to go back and do that with. So, I mean, if the Titans are all over C.J. Stroud out there, if you're in that draft room, it's like, well, we want C.J. Stroud and we want Will Anderson anyway. So why not just take Stroud first, take Tennessee's interest away after they've made it clear that that's who they want, and then move back up to go get Will Anderson? I think it absolutely could have had an effect.
Let me read Charles's tweet about the Texans doing what they did. Quote, and I wrote this in my column too. My column's basically just me writing a bunch of tweets. It's great. You don't have to come up with your own thoughts. Quote, why is this legendary? Because the Texans eliminated their competition for the Cardinals pick by selecting the QB at 2 that the Titans wanted to trade up for. That left the Texans as the lone trade partner for 3. Ninja move,
yep.
End quote. That's Charles on what the Texans did last night. The Houston Texans, a brilliant, competent organization in the NFL, folks. Congratulations.
Well, even last night, like, Jacksonville kept trading down and acquiring more picks. I was like, what is this? Jacksonville's well run now? What are we doing?
What is happening in this AFC South?
Texans and the Jags just making good moves. Now, again, I think this was brilliantly handled by the Texans to get the 2 guys that they want. There's a difference between that and then C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson both being great.
Yes, I agree.
And I don't know whether or not they're going to be that, but I thought the way they handled the draft last night was pretty darn good.
So I think a lot of people are going to say, that, nah, that's just stupid. They changed their mind. I hear you. Look at all the information. And I can tell you right now, a lot of people in the NFL believe that's what happened.
Yep.
And you're going to see more to that effect. But it could end up being something that saves the Titans from themselves.
Right. Like if C.J. Stroud is an absolute disaster.
And he won't be a disaster, right?
I mean, I don't think so.
But is he going to be?
Is he going to be worth number 2 overall?
Number 2 pick? Like, is he going to be better than like Mariota at number 2 overall? It's probably going to be something in that range. Oh, of course you think
so. Yeah, he'll be better than Marcus.
Okay.
615.
Mark him down. You just set it on record.
I did. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. A whole lot more to get to on the NFL draft. We got a lot of your texts to get to as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
Yeah, it's ups and downs. Accuracy comes and goes. But you can't teach, you can't coach the kind of physical and athletic talent, that rocket arm, that incredible running skills that he brings to the table. He's the ultimate developmental quarterback. He needs time.
Oh, my God. Can you get Mel Kiper out of my ear? Thank you. Oh, my God.
Tell us how you feel.
This is how I feel. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Okay.
Yes. Titans-Bengals playoffs 2 years ago. Uh-huh. Tannehill throws the interception to start the game. I turn around and I kicked the chair. And I am more mad now than I was then. When Evan McPherson made that field goal for Cincinnati, and that ball went through the uprights, and I just walked out. I was at the game with my friends. I didn't even say goodbye. I just walked right out. And all I could say the rest of the night was, I hate the Titans. And it's because of stuff like this that I hate the Tennessee Titans. Congratulations to the Indianapolis Colts. Manning, Luck, Richardson.
Boy, we're taking a leap there, man.
Oh, my God. He just said Manning, Luck, Richardson. Oh.
Maybe he's right.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what would be funnier, him being right or him being wrong, you know? Like
if he's, I don't know. That's a great question.
I mean, if he's right, then the meltdowns are just going to be amazing.
Man, he really wanted in some Anthony Richardson, didn't he?
I mean,
he wanted it bad.
Talk about someone talking themselves into somebody.
This needs to be in the new Rex rap. Manning, Luck, Richardson.
Oh, that's a good point. Throw that one into, yeah. And sorry on the text line real quick.
Yeah.
By WilsonHyundai.com about a bunch of my texts are not going through. Somebody asked who the Titans backup is. Malik Willis. I mean, I've tried to send this text 5 times.
We got a lot of texts rolling in, and it's I don't know what's going on with our responses, but got a lot of texts rolling in. We appreciate it. Keep them coming.
Yeah, so real quick, I'll answer some verbally. You know, basically, you know, why not move up for QB? I said, again, they wanted to. You know, they were foiled, and we're going to end up finding out if that matters. Now, Jim from Springfield on the whole interest and changing the Texans' plan says, I stand corrected. It probably affected when they took Stroud. I don't think it changed who they wanted. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, again, now the another asset we haven't talked about yet with the whole Stroud following thing is like the S2 and all that. And
went number two overall.
Right. But who, you know, who leaked that and why?
Exactly.
And who would have? And who would Bob McGinn talk to? And that's interesting, too.
Well, and the Houston doesn't have the scores because they don't pay for it.
Right. But the Titans do.
But the Titans do.
Sure do.
They sure do. But he goes number two overall. So, yeah, a lot of people, I'm seeing it in comments, oh, they were always going to take him number two overall. I don't think that's accurate. But you can talk yourself into anything right now. You know, you can spin it however you want today.
Tony on the text line says, I know clearly Houston outplayed us last night, but my question is, did the Titans do something that caused it or makes Ran and the organization look like they failed? This is from Tony on the text line. Well, we don't know for sure, but when we've talked about like the leaks, right? Like, where are those coming from and why are those happening? And did that cost you CJ Stroud last night? I don't know.
I don't know either. I know that there was a lot. Again, there's a lot of, I think, legitimate talk coming out of Houston, including from two people we've cited, John McClain and Charles Robinson, that they were not going to take him at two.
Right.
And they're not alone. I mean, Adam Schefter, say what you want about Adam Schefter, he was like betting people on the air. I'll bet you anything they're not taking a quarterback at two.
Right.
So maybe the Texans did an incredible job of lying through their teeth to all these people. They were going to do it all along. That's a little much for me to believe.
Yeah, and now here we sit, and Stroud's in Houston. Richardson is in Indy, and the Titans don't have a quarterback. And I brought this up earlier. They also had a chance to take a quarterback. I mean, we've talked about Will Levis. They had a top 30 visit with Will Levis. You know, we asked yesterday, and you two certainly weren't alone, who the Titans' picks were going to be. Both of y'all said Levis. Reading through Jim Wyatt's mock draft, or like, I guess, I don't know if mock draft is the right word.
All of us guessing.
Like, he had like 120 people on there. I didn't tally it up, but Will Levis was a very popular pick on Jim Wyatt's 14. Little thing, too. So, like, he was there. Like, if the Titans wanted him and they thought Will Levis was going to be their quarterback, he was there. And they didn't take him. Now, neither did anybody else in the first round. So, that's going to make things very interesting today with him and Hooker still on the board. But, like, to me, somebody asked, we had a lot of people ask, like, could the Titans take Levis today? I mean, I guess they could, but if you wanted Levis, why would you just not take him yesterday? I don't think they're taking Levis.
I would guess not either. Again, it's like with either of these guys, and think about with Hooker, you know, this is why Hooker, I think, made more sense in terms of somebody come up to get him. That extra year with a guy, you know, with an ACL now, not that Levis should play this year either, but yeah, it is. It's basically taking a flyer on a QB at this point, which they just did last year. I mean, it was the third round, but to me, they charted the course for have the best team next year as you can have.
Yeah.
If you take Levis now or Hooker, then I mean, hey, it could work out for you. It's good value, but it would just be weird.
I mean, it would, like, the backup quarterback question to me is still legitimate. Like, yes, right as of this moment, Malik Willis is the backup quarterback. I mean, is that the smart way to go moving forward? Now, to me, I mean, you're not drafting Will Levis or Hendon Hooker to be your backup quarterback next year. Like, you're drafting them to be the quarterback of the future.
They might be the
backup next year.
Right. It's not thinking about QB2. Here, I have a question, quote on the text line. I have a question. Was it weird they did the press conference so early when the draft was still going on? It feels like a big portion of Rand's job. Take calls from other GMs. It was unavailable for last night's draft because they decided to do the press conference early. I will say, end quote, first of all, I think that kind of goes to what we're talking about. I mean, as soon as they did that, I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess they're not trading up then.
Yeah.
I guess they have no interest in a Levis or a Hooker when they did the – so, you know, as far as, like, you know, the responsibility or whatever, I mean, you know, everybody has their phone on them. I mean, You know, if someone was urgently calling Rand, he could have, you know, he could have left the president. But that did tell me, okay, well, they just don't have interest in Levis or Hooker.
Well, Levis for sure. Like, I mean, I agree. Like, they don't have interest in Levis or Hooker just because if you did, why not hang around and see how the draft unfolds and then maybe trade back up that way? But, like, when they passed on Levis at 11, that told me that they're not trading back up. Why would you trade back up to go get him at that point if he was right there for you at 11?
Well, yeah, unless you're gambling and you're like, okay, I feel like no one likes him and we can get him at 25. You
I know? Guess, but I mean, that position, I just never really buy into gambling at that position. Like, other places, sure. Like, if you want to do that with a wide receiver or a corner or whatever, that's fine. Like, I don't think that gambling with the quarterback happens a whole lot in the NFL draft. That's just the way I view it.
Yeah. No, I think you're right.
So where's he going today?
I don't know. I mean, are people moving up? Who's got 32?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's got 32.
Yep.
I mean, is someone jumping up?
Or maybe.
Is the free fall continuing?
That's a great question.
I really believe that Levis is the most surprising fall that I can think of this far. Again, everyone thinks he was a top half of the draft talent. Everyone, now again, when I say everyone being all the analysts, which again, you know, the analysts are not the people who work for the teams, but they do talk to them.
Yeah, but like if it was, I understand the bad interview part, right? Like, so he didn't, like, there was reports that he didn't impress people with interviews, so I get that. But wouldn't it take even a little bit more than that? Like, at a certain point in the first round, if you thought that he had the traits to be a really good NFL quarterback, like, wouldn't you kind of get over that at some point in the first round where it's like, oh, it's like pick 27. Let's trade back up, see if we can get this fifth-year option. And maybe people tried, and the people at the back part of the draft were like, no, thanks. We like, you know, Cincinnati's like, no, we'd rather pick at 28. We'll do that.
The Eagles are like, you know what? Yeah, we'll take Nolan Smith at 30.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Get Jalen Carter at 9 and Nolan Smith at 30. Now, look, we've talked about Jalen Carter, and you know, there are some concerns there, but he may be the best football player in the draft. And then there's Nolan Smith coming off the edge now, too.
That's
you got four
good.
Guys that started on that 21 Georgia defense now all playing together in Philly.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Let me quickly read Kenston. One thing the draft continues to confirm, all these people with all these sources are full of crap. That's not true, Kenston. This move corrects two things that were assumed by people about the Titans. One, they aren't rebuilding. Two, they are higher on Malik than what the media thinks.
I don't know that I buy that either.
Yeah, I don't know, Kenston. Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man.
Well, I guess the not rebuilding, that really depends on what your definition of a rebuild is. Yes, they're not tearing it down totally, obviously.
For sure.
Now, I don't think anything that transpired yesterday has anything to do with Malik Willis. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the next starting quarterback. So, if you think right now the Titans think Malik Willis is their next starting quarterback, I don't think so. Now, are they 100% out on that? I'm not saying that either, but I think you're taking quite a leap there.
615-737-1025. Weston, hang with us on our phone line. We'll get to you coming up next as well. More of your thoughts on the NFL draft. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game.